With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating after bodies recovered in the waters off West Bay on Saturday. Just after 1:30, emergency crews were sent to Northwest Point Road in response to a suspected drowning. It was reported an unresponsive man was seen in the waters, prompting a collaborative search by local emergency response crews and civilian divers. The body was recovered, and police believe the 34-year-old American tourist was snorkeling in the area when he got into difficulties and subsequently submerged beneath the surface. This is Cayman's ninth water-related death of the year. Cayman may be getting comprehensive consumer protection laws for the information and communications technology sector. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office has published a draft determination on proposed consumer protection regs for the sector, with a hope to transition the Cayman Islands from voluntary best effort guidelines to a modern, enforceable regulatory regime. Under the draft reg, service providers will be required to deliver minimum percentage of the advertised speeds and maintain a network availability of 99.5%, which is an international standard. And if a provider fails to meet that, it must automatically credit the consumer's account without the consumer needing to file a claim. There will also be financing protections that will prohibit providers from remotely restricting or locking a device for, quote, minor payment defaults unless arrears exceed 60 days and proper notice is provided. The framework also empowers ERCO to issue restitution orders to refund customers for prolonged outages exceeding 24 hours, overcharging, or billing errors. Additionally, providers must maintain facilities for fault reporting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can weigh in on the draft regs by heading to offreg.ky/consultations. The country celebrated Cayman Thanksgiving on Sunday. It's the annual day of recognition for the passage of hurricane season. The country has been observing the event for more than a decade, and it was pioneered by Cabinet Secretary Sam Rose and his daughter.
The whole purpose of this was to find a reason to bring our community together, especially around the Caymanian traditions. Some of the strongest demonstrations of our traditions are in our food, in our culture, our identity, our heritage. And so we thought it was really important to have something that highlighted that which is Caymanian, but it also invited those who live in our community who aren't Caymanian to explore and to get to understand who we are as a people and to take part in that.
Audio there courtesy of CIDTV. Now, today, the religious community comes together on the lawns of the Glass House in Georgetown to pray for the Cayman Islands.
We've been doing this annually for many years. The root of it really got started as an opportunity for the island to gather together and pray and give God. That's why it's called Thanksgiving and Prayer, is to give God thanks, first and foremost, for bringing us through another hurricane season.
Pastor Andrew Ebanks of Agape Church tells Radio Cayman, the event starts at 12 p.m. and should last for about 50 minutes. It's organized by the Cayman Ministers Association, an interdenominational organization.
It's the heart of the church to serve, and this is one of the ways in which we get to do that.
The event features pastors from different churches praying for a variety of aspects of the society, including government, the judiciary, the education system, and local families. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. Thousands of civilians along the Thailand-Cambodia border are fleeing after an escalation of violence between the two countries. Thailand says its air force has bombed military positions inside Cambodia following armed clashes along their disputed border. Syria is marking the first anniversary of the fall of its longtime autocratic ruler Bashar al-Assad, who was toppled in a lightning offensive last year. The new president, Ahmed al-Sharaa, has urged Syrians to work together to rebuild Syria. The United Nations has launched its annual aid appeal, drastically limiting the amount it thinks it can raise. The UN's humanitarian chief, Tom Fletcher, said that at a time when politicians were boasting about cutting aid, it had been necessary to make life and death choices. A West African Regional Security Force has been deployed in Benin a day after a failed coup attempt. The regional bloc, ECOWAS, says its standby troops are helping the government and the army to restore order and secure the country. Ukraine's president is holding talks today with key European allies amid ongoing pressure from the United States to reach a peace deal with Russia. Ukraine's main European allies are concerned that the Trump administration's push for peace risks conceding too much to Russia. The owner of a Nigerian school where hundreds of students and some teaching staff were recently abducted says he's got confirmation that about 100 children have been rescued. Police in Niger State say the children were freed in an operation by security forces. BBC News.